My job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them, and I will do it by whatever means necessary.
Welcome to the Black Girls Heal podcast, where we talk about healing our intimacy disorders, unresolved trauma, and building a healthy relationship with first ourselves and then others. Every episode, we will talk about advice you can apply today to break unhealthy patterns and grow in your self-worth. I'm Sheena Lachey, love addiction coach and trauma specialist. Let's begin.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Black Girls Heal. I'm so happy to be with you again this week. This week, we are coming with some positive vibes. Instead of us looking at things to look out for, red flags, consequences of our behaviors, you know, all the things to avoid, let's look at congratulating ourselves. Let's look at celebrating ourselves. Let's look at this person in the mirror that we have been working for months, for years, for decades to curate, and telling her that she's good enough, telling her that we're proud of her, telling her that she is exactly where she is supposed to be and that we are here for her and with her. And so for those of us who may need a reminder of why we are awesome and why we are good enough and why we're on the right track and why we should be proud of ourselves, this episode is for you. And for those of you who are already there and you just want someone to co-sign with all the hard work that you've been doing and just that you deserve all the good things, and this episode is for you as well. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump on in.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.
Attention, attention to all my fellow book nerds. I have the perfect book for you to cozy up to this holiday season. It's got Black love and romance, love triangles, themes of family, and finding yourself. And it's all set to the backdrop of 1910 Chicago, featuring the connections between a wealthy Black family. The Davenport's More Than This is the highly anticipated sequel to the instant New York Times bestseller, following four empowered young and passionate Black women as they navigate a rapidly changing society and discover the courage to steer their own paths in life and love. NBC's Today says the Davenport's by Crystal Marquise is the perfect read for fans of escapist historical fiction. And Ebony Magazine says the Davenport's has it all: romance, heartbreak, courage. And what makes it so intriguing is that it is inspired by the real daughters of automobile magnate C.R. Patterson. Marquise's extensive research allows readers to dive into the world of Black excellence in the 1900s, from his grand estates to the glamorous ball gowns. Again, if you're looking for something to add to your to-read list, both of these books are it. Buy your copies of The Davenports and their sequel, More Than This, wherever books are sold.
The first reason why you need to know that you are deserving to be proud of yourself is because you are able to catch red flags and blunders much quicker than you did before. So this doesn't mean that you don't ever have insecure thoughts. It doesn't mean that you don't ever catch feelings for people, befriend people, how to hedge on your boundaries ever. But it means that if you do any of those things, that you catch it, that you can see it, that your eyes are open in ways that they weren't before. That is huge. That means that you are not the same person that you were a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, that there is movement. Even if there are places that you feel like you want to go, you are closer to the person that you wanted to be than you've ever been before. So that is coming from a little bit more of a, this is not the right word, but I'm going to say that that is celebrating yourself, but it's probably from a more negative lens. So you're still, even in you celebrating yourself, the celebration, the way that I just framed it, is more based on you can catch the ways that you're not good enough a lot quicker. How about we change that perspective? Instead of looking at, okay, I can see all the ways that I have to grow a lot quicker, how about it's like, I am a wise person? How about it is, I know what I'm worth a lot more and I lead with that? How about I know what my boundaries are and I command and I show up and I expect people to love me in the way that I love myself? When that is your focus, when your focus and when your just everyday foundation and stance is that I deserve more. I deserve what I want. I deserve to be loved and adored and to be seen. When that is your attitude, that is how you walk into the world. And so if or when you go in a direction that's a little bit off course, you will automatically self-correct. I've given this example before. I learned this. I can't remember where I learned this. I don't know if I learned this in grad school or some other place. It might have been undergrad. I don't know. I learned it from somebody. I learned it from someone smart. And so if there are any aviation techs, you can tell me if what I'm about to say is incorrect. But whenever we think about the concept of autopilot, putting a plane on autopilot, right? If a pilot is going to put in the coordinates of where they want to go and put the plane into that mode, the plane does not go automatically straight to that destination. What happens is the plane goes in that general destination. And as it's going in that general destination, you know, it might go a little bit off kilter, more right. The further it goes, it's going a little bit too right. And so the plane, the system will autocorrect it and say, oh, wait, we're going a little bit more to the right. Let's go to the left. And then it's going to take the plane in that direction until, oh, it's a little bit off course. So I'm going to bring it back to the right. So basically, autopilot is this zigzag. It is the zigzag of going into your destination, right? It's not a straight shot. Until the closer that you get to it, you don't have as big of that breath. You don't have as big of that range of you having to go back and forth to figure out where you're going. But you are always on track. And so I want y'all to know that as long as you are in this healing journey, as long as you are taking one step after another, as long as you are showing up, as long as you're being vulnerable, as long as you are being accountable, as long as you're celebrating yourself, as long as you are pursuing joy and pleasure and bliss and love in the way that you want it to be, you are going in the right direction. Even if you don't see the full manifestation of what you want it to look like, I would bet money, I've said this before, I would bet money that most of you have more blessings around you than you are probably able to acknowledge right now, because you may be focused on what you don't have versus all the things that you do. I want you to focus on how incredible this first one. The first reason is focus on how much you have shown up for yourself, how much knowledge you have gathered for yourself, how many skills you have learned, how much you have, you know, just sat up in bed, you know, more than maybe you could have before. If you've been someone who has been very, you know, bedridden or unable to talk to other people, the fact that you even just sat up or took a shower a few times a week is huge, right? Let's celebrate that. It is all worth celebrating. So that is the first reason to know that you're proud of yourself. The second reason is to realize, understand that you now know yourself a lot better. So you know your needs and you know how to take care of them. This is for those of us who may have struggled with taking care of other people before ourselves. This is for those of us who may have been the person who said, I don't even know what I need. I don't even know where I might be in deprivation. I just know that something is up. And so maybe now you know yourself a little bit more. Maybe you are deeply in a deep, intimate, loving, romantic relationship with yourself. Maybe now you and yourself are besties and, you know, you are her biggest advocate when you weren't that person before. Maybe you were the person who would always kind of kick yourself to the curb whenever something or someone better came along. And now you have some more priorities around things that bring you joy, right? And making sure that you make a legitimate space in your life for those things. That is huge. But self-knowledge is one of the areas that I feel like for most of my clients that I have when it comes to learning different skills in their life, this is where I tend to see a lot more shame and guilt of. I see a lot of women who are like, you know, I'm 30-something years old. I'm 40-something years old. I'm 50-something years old. I should know what I want. Even my overachievers in their 20s who feel like they are running out of time. I am this person. I've always been this wise, this independent, this smart. I should know these things. But how are you supposed to know these things when you haven't been given the opportunity to know them? And now look at you. You realize that this was a gap area and you have pursued this knowledge of yourself for what reason? For other people? No, you've pursued this because you knew that you wanted something bigger and better and something that was more deeper and richer, and you did it for yourself. And that's incredible. And so, you know, self-love is a really, it's probably more foundational of the skills, but it is not an easy skill to curate, especially if you're fighting against decades worth of neglect, decades worth of trauma, of heartbreak, of relationships, and of situations that have stirred you off crack. Stirred you off track. And maybe now you have a lifestyle where it is legitimately hard for you to focus on yourself. Maybe you're in the medical field. Maybe you have children. Maybe you have a job that requires you to travel all the time. Maybe you are going through a really tough time period in your life where you've lost a lot of people through death, through breakups, through divorce, through a narcissistic campaign, slur campaign. You know, what happens whenever you finally take a break from the narcissist in your life, then they will do everything they can to try to destroy your life, you know? So maybe there have been some legitimate things that have made it hard for you to figure these things out, but you've done it. You're doing it now. You're in progress of it. You're pursuing that. And that's incredible. So, so proud of you for doing that. And I hope that you are proud of yourself. The third reason for you to be proud of yourself is that you're placing your faith in things other than people, right? So the core messaging of this platform is looking at helping Black women heal from the symptoms of love addiction, love avoidance, and love deprivation, intimacy disorders that are very much reactive around what we are getting and what we're not getting from other people, or putting ourselves in protective mode so that whatever actions other people do, I don't care because I'm super, you know, independent or protected or insulated to where I really don't care. And so there is a difference between coming from that point of view where you're like, I am so well guarded that no matter what anybody else does or says, it doesn't bother me. Because when you're guarded, yeah, you might be insulated from other people, but you're also insulated from the love that other people want to give you as well, because there is a lack of trust. I don't trust anything that people give me, good or bad. So I'm just going to live my life with just focus on me and what I want and what I need and giving it to myself. And that type of lifestyle ends up being pretty lonely a lot of times. This is where I will find love avoidance who will fill their life with probably really amazing things, work, travel, a lot of people around them. But they will have moments when they're like, man, I wish I had some more actual intimate companionship. I wish that I had someone who will just, you know, stop and ask me how my day was going and would just pour into me, right? Like, those are the types of relationships that you only get when you let someone in. So what this is saying is you deserve to be proud of yourself if you've gotten to the place where you can be in intimate relationships with other people and you can really deeply care about them and love that they really care about you, but your faith and your sense of security is not in whether or not this relationship is still there. It's not on whether or not this person is mad at you or not mad at you. It's not based on whether or not this person is making good decisions or bad decisions. Your sense of self-worth and your sense of wholeness and your sense of groundedness is based on your relationship with you, your relationship with spirit, with God, your relationship with your inner child, right? You know how to deeply soothe and comfort yourself. And of course, the comfort and love that you get from other people just amplifies it, you know, is what you already have. And, you know, so because you already have such a deep relationship there, having someone else come on the other side of that is just, you know, it's magical. I can't lie and say it is not one of the greatest gifts when you are in relationships with people who see you and who love you. And you're like, really, little old me? And yeah, little old you. You know, you've been amazing this whole time. And so you're just catching up to what other people have already known, because now your faith is in yourself. You know yourself. You're loving yourself. And so that's amazing that, you know, working through your inner child wounding. Again, like I said before in today's episode, it's hard work, y'all. It is not for the faint of heart. You have to go through a lot of shadow work. You have to go through a lot of hard places and facing a lot of things. I was actually talking to, so it's been really cool. There have been a lot of women who have enrolled in this last round of the recruiting schools. So, you know, getting to know women, their stories has been really amazing. So there was one person that I was talking to about her status in the program. And she was telling me that she's been listening to lessons, but she hasn't really done all the worksheets, which, of course, that's part of the reason why I drip out the content, because I know the women that I attract to be in this program are like me, and they will watch a 3 to 6 month curriculum in a whole weekend. They will binge this all together. And a lot of the binging is just watching, listening, intellectualizing. Okay, I get that, right? So she's listening to a lot of things, but not doing the exercises. I'm like, okay, I should need to do the exercises, because I told her, I was just honest. You know, I've been in this game for 15 years, right? So And I know things. I got degrees. I got certifications. I've literally helped hundreds of thousands of people at this point, thousands of people one-on-one indirectly. You know, like it is, I'm experienced, right? And still, there is a self-development course that I bought like maybe a year or so ago. And same thing, I kind of like listened to the lessons. I was like, okay, yeah, I've kind of talked through that in therapy. I've done this before. I teach this. Okay, it's fine. But I didn't do any of like the journal prompts or any of that stuff. So I talked to the teacher about some things that were coming up. And she was like, yeah, maybe you should go back to that program and, you know, do the lessons and do it at the stage that you're at now. And she's like, actually, do the journal prompts. Well, I felt funny. So y'all, I'll go back to do the dang journal prompts. And when I tell you, I felt like my skin was crawling. I was like knocked out emotionally for a few days, but it was because I was being cleansed of a lot of things that I've been withholding, things again that I've been intellectualizing, that I've been like, oh, I already know that. But if I did know that, then things would probably be different, right? So me actually doing something that seems so simple, so rudimentary, so, you know, bold, you know, I've done this and done similar things before. I don't need to do the whole process. It created some real transformation in me. And so, you know, I didn't get to speed through it like I like to speed through things, but the process, even with it taking so long for me to get through one or two questions, those one or two questions and journal prompts exposed so much and allowed me to put words to some things that I have been dancing around in my head, but not actually face.
Hey, we hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. Let's take a quick break to say thanks to this week's sponsors. Ever feel like you are too busy to eat healthy? Meal kits from Sunbasket are the perfect solution. Everything is pre-measured, pre-portioned, and easy to prepare. Plus, Sunbasket meals are dietitian approved, so you can feel confident that you're putting a healthy and delicious meal on the table. Sunbasket makes it so easy and convenient to cook healthy meals that cater to your lifestyle and health needs. So with delicious meal plans like Mediterranean, carb conscious, vegetarian, keto friendly, gluten free, diabetes friendly, and more, it is so easy to swap ingredients as needed. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home. Try it for 4 weeks and see how clean eating can change the way you feel. And you've already heard me share my personal love for the hearty portions that made sure I left each Sunbasket meal feeling full and satisfied. There is something for every health journey, and it's so easy to customize recipes to meet your exact needs. So go to sunbasket.com/blackgirlsheal to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/blackgirlsheal to save $120 across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. So there are a few things I'm really looking forward to as the weather turns cooler. Long movie nights, cuddling inside, cozy breakfast with the changing weather outside of my window, and also slipping into that warmer sweater weather with a cozy sweater from Quince. Quince is known for their Mongolian cashmere sweaters from as low as $50. And it's not just that. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That includes beautiful leather jackets, cotton cardigans, soft denim, and so much more. And so how are they able to do that? By partnering directly with top factories and cutting out the cost of the middleman, they can pass the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that are safe, ethical, and use responsible manufacturing practices. And of course, premium fabrics and finishes for that luxury feel in every piece. I've already shared how much I love their purses and accessories that I personally own, and their warm sweaters are just a ticket. Get cozy in Quince's high-quality wardrobe essentials. Go to quince.com/BGH for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/BGH to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/BGH. So we already know that we're living in a world where there are so many things that can interrupt our health and hormones. With there being thousands of hormone disruptors in our environment, with everything from the food we eat to the clothes we wear, it is even more important that we keep our bodies regulated internally When we can help our natural hormone processes, like the symptoms of our monthly cycles, perimenopause, and menopause, find relief and ease with Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony's formula is made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Using science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressor and hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Some symptoms may include PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, menopause symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, and loss of interest in intimacy. Hormone Harmony can help with all of those things. Happy Mammoths, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier and make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BGH at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BGH for 15% off today.
All that to say, to go back to the point of today's episode, you have done work. If this is something that you are claiming for yourself, you have done work to learn how to redirect your attention on, I need someone else to validate me, to tell me it's going to be okay, to choose me, to pick me, to forgive me. I need someone to take me out on a date. I need someone to answer my texts. I need them to text me first. I need them to take me to a certain type of dinner. I need them to make love to me. I need them to want to make love to me in a certain way, a certain number of times. I need them to look at me in a certain way. I need them to, you know, stop talking to this person and prioritize talking to me. I need them to move to where I am. I need them to change their schedule. I need them to set boundaries with this person in their life to make more space for me in their heart. All the things that can be real legitimate needs, especially if the things that I've just listed are causing you some emotional distress. But if or when this person is not able to, chooses not to, does not want to show up for me in this way, or just is incapable of it because of circumstances, my sense of safety and worth is not based on whether or not they give this to me. I can be sad about it, I can mourn it, but I know I'm going to be okay. And I'm not only going to be okay, I am okay, right? I can want you, but love myself more. I can want this situation, this job, but love myself more. I can really appreciate our friendship and connection in our relationship, but really think I'm an incredible person, you know, and I'm not going to personalize that you're not available to hang out with me the way that I want you to, because I know that I'm good enough and I know I'm a great friend and I like me. And I wish that you were able to like me in the way that I like me, but, you know, it happens, you know, and to be able to have a healthier level of detachment versus when you're avoided. Your detachment is actually that you're super emotionally invested or avoidant, which is why, you know, I can say very clearly that my avoidant clients are the most caring women in the world. The reason why you're avoidant is because you care too much. You care so much. You are so vulnerable. You are so sensitive. And so if I let anybody in at all, just a crack, and they hurt me or wrong me or disappoint me, that is going to send me reeling. So better I don't let nobody in at all, right? And so your detachment is actually not, you know, the opposite of love is not hate, is neutrality. It is when there is real kind of indifference and kind of not necessarily apathy, but it's just like, you know, if this is here, cool. And if it's not here, cool as well. For people who are avoidant, they try to tell themselves, I'm totally fine. I don't care if you're here or not. You know, I'm living my whole life. You know, I got what I need and you do what you do. Well, if you really didn't care, why not let them in? Why not share? Why not initiate hanging out with them? If you really don't care either way, if you could take it or leave it, then how about do things with them that bring you pleasure? How about let them see all the soft spots that you've been yearning for someone to see and to, you know, hold with you? If you really don't care what they do or what they don't do. You do care, right? And so for that, it's so important for you to make sure you find the safe space within yourself so that way you don't feel like you had to live in Fort Knox in every other corner of your life, because your heart never has a safe place to land, including with you. And The fourth reason for you to be proud of yourself, and this might sound like this is a callback to some of the other things I've said before. Maybe it is. Maybe it's a slight, you know, a little bit of a cheat here. But I don't like the way that I wrote this. I'm going to say the fourth reason to be proud of yourself is that you like yourself. So this might not be applicable to everybody who is listening to this. But I know for me, a lot of things that I've listed here today are things that I've had to personally work through my journey as well. So I've externalized in the past whether or not I feel like I can like myself. So based on whether or not other people think I'm funny, think, you know, whatever it is, what are some things that I've externalized wanting? Yeah, funny, or if I'm a good time, my intelligence level, you know, any of those things, all those things, my sense of looks, you know, whether or not I'm physically attractive or whatever that might be. And so coming to a place where not only do I realize, number one, how much wiser I am, right? And how much better I am at holding my boundaries. That's one reason I'm proud of myself. The second reason I'm proud of myself is I know my needs. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. I can't remember if I've shared this on the podcast before. If I haven't, here's a little tiny secret. It's something that I love about me because I'm such a freaking dork and I love this about myself, is that I have a Google Doc that's called the Book of Sheena. And in that Book of Sheena, I literally have a list of all of my favorite things. I have a list of, you know, everything from my big six, my favorite stores, all of the things that I like to wear, my sense of style, my favorite movies, my favorite comedians, my dreams, the ways I love to be loved, the things that I love about myself. Like, it's called, it is literally the Book of Sheena. And years ago, I created this when I was dating because I was like, you know what? I wish I just had just a document just to give somebody. So I wasn't always having to go through this. Y'all, for anyone who's just like, oh, that's a good idea, I'm going to do that for that reason. Don't you do that. I'm not going to edit this out the podcast. So I need you to hear me say emphatically, if you do your own Book of Marie, Book of Toya, Book of Tasha, whoever, whatever your name is, don't you dare give this to a person that you are dating. Why do you not give this to them? Because you are setting yourself up to be love bombed by narcissists, for people to, you know, act as if they have interest in the things that are on your list without ever having to really get to know you. You're giving them a cheat sheet and you think that it's like helping kind of expedite the intimacy process or doing all these nice things and stuff. There are so many people, I'm going to say this specifically for heterosexual couples, just because I see this dynamic more often than my clients that date men. So many of my clients, part of the habit that you have to break is to stop giving excuses to lazy men who don't like you. Sorry to say it so straight, but Like a really funny, beautiful, God-fearing, whatever the quality is, successful man who is doing a half measure with you, but you're getting some kind of fulfillment in some kind of way from the relationship. So you don't see what is very clearly someone who is not good for you and not healthy for you and someone who's going to continue to breadcrumb you. Maybe they've already been breadcrumbing you. So you are already putting in so much emotional effort and labor into the relationship and you think it's a nice thing. You will tell yourself, well, this is such a cute thing and I'm going to give this to this person. And now this person has another document that they're probably going to half read through. Maybe now, whenever they piss you off or, you know, hurt you, betray you, discard you, do whatever, they're too busy for you. All they got to do is go on Google, do a half-assed look at something on the list and like go on Amazon and send you something. Or, you know, maybe have somebody else write a greeting card for you. If you say you like greeting cards, you know, if you say that you love words of affirmation, they can outsource that stuff and have somebody else write something for you. There's literally y'all. There's literally services online right now. Go to postcard.com or send a postcard. Someone can send you a handwritten postcard for $3.99 and you think it's from them. Girl, do not set yourself up to be played. So let me finish my story. I originally did make this document and efforts to give it to someone later on, once I figured out that they might be someone that I could trust. Like, I had enough sense to not send this document after date one, two, or three, right? But to have it for someone else. But as I started to grow in my self-love, y'all, I get so excited when I see something new about myself or I find something else that was like a new favorite of mine that I get to add it to the Book of Sheena. When I just look at this doc and I'm like, I am so cool. Like, I love the things that I do. I love my hobbies. I love my dreams. I love my sense of humor. I love my style. Like, I just love me. I love myself. And I love these things. And step number four, or reason number four to be proud of yourself, is because I would not ever speak with this much enthusiasm about the love that I have for myself. Like, this is, and if I did, y'all, it was performance. It was because I knew that I taught women across the world about self-love. It's because I knew that I had to, like, be an example to people, you know? But, like, when I tell you, I'm literally going to go look at it after I'm done recording this and be like, girl, you're so lit. Love you. Like, it just makes me want to get how much. So getting to that place,
I'm just thinking about what people are going to hear this on the podcast, especially if you're a new listener. You're like, girl, chill out.
Well, I want you, look, this type of enthusiasm is how every single person who wants a romantic relationship, you want the person on the other side to talk about you just like that. To their friend, to their mama, to their coworkers. You want someone that when they are thinking about you or talking about you, they act as if you hung the moon, the stars, the galaxy, right? That you got Jupiter in your pocket. Like, you want someone who feels as if you are an angel on earth. You want someone who is your ride or die. You want someone who is like, you are the most amazing person. I understand why I had to wait so long to be with you. Like, you have been worth the wait. You want that type of love. And if you don't want that type of love, you need to look at, where did you learn that that type of love was not possible for you? Too dangerous. You don't need all that, girl. That's the type of love you should have had when you were a little girl. You should have had when you were 3 or 4 years old, had family around you who, when you were dancing and twirling, they were like, go, girl, look at you. Hyping you up when you had on an outfit that you felt like was good. Hyping you up when you did something that you thought was cool. You had deserved from day one someone to look at you with stars in their eyes. That is a basic human foundational need that so many of us were deprived of. And so we can end up in relationships and places with people who take advantage of us and take us for granted and not understand why, right? And not understand why we push away that type of love when it's given to us, because it feels too much. It feels suffocating. It feels suffocating because that type of love and connection and everything sometimes came with punishment. Sometimes it came with gaslighting. Sometimes it came and then the person who was given to us passed away or got incarcerated or cheated on our mom. You know, like, it came with some type of whammy, right? And so we had to learn some kind of way to water it down. Or again, we were never on the receiving end and we were charged with learning how to love people in that way. But that type of enthusiasm that I just had for myself is the type of love that every single one of you deserve to have from a partner. But you got to get there first. And if you don't get there first, if you are blessed enough to be with a partner who thinks you hung the moon, you deserve and your partner deserves to be with someone who sees how freaking incredible you are. The person who loves you this way wants you to see yourself the way they see you. That is the greatest gift, for you to not be dependent on them, not because they don't want to pour into you, but they are like, how can you not see how amazing you are, right? Like, they love you so much. They want you to be able to touch and connect to that, right? And so if you have done the work to get to a place where you legitimately like yourself, that you would befriend yourself, that you would brag about yourself to other people, that you are, you're your biggest fan. That's incredible, y'all. That is something, every single thing in this world you know, especially in the West. You know, I can't speak intelligently about other cultures and what it is to grow up in other cultures. You know, I know things book-wise, but I've never grown up in those places. But here in the West, as Black women, you know, women of color, depending on what area of town and the state that you're in, that you live, like, everything has worked against us in so many different ways to have any ounce of self-esteem, any ounce of self-worth. And don't let you love yourself out loud, right? Like, I learned as someone who has always done pretty well for myself that I had to humble myself. I couldn't own how, you know, insert adjective I was, how smart I was, how good of a leader I was and everything. I had learned very early on that when people gave me compliments, it was the demure thing to do, to say, oh, thank you, versus, yeah, thanks. You know, but like to have a little bit more of ownership in that. Like, you know, I know, thank you. You know, like, because then that's egotistical. No, why can't I know? Why can't you already know, right? You know, just like, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. No, what's the better one? 4 + 4 = what? 8. Like you need to know that you are the equation, right? So, yeah, these are 4 reasons to be proud of yourself. And if, again, to top this all off, you know, if you are beginning your healing journey and none of these things are things that you specifically can say with your full chest yet, girl, you're already in progress there. I said this at the beginning. You have already realized the first step in changing any problem. And this is actually a step. It is not a non-step. It is part of you breaking the cycle is the awareness that there is a problem where the problem is. Otherwise, you just continue to stay on the hamster wheel. So even if you are just at problem awareness, you are already getting off the track for crazy town. Like, you are already in process of changing your life. So I need you to pat yourself on the back, and I need you to literally go into your mirror. For all of my clients who I've talked to mirror work about before, yes, you, and everyone else in this podcast, but especially y'all, you need to go into the mirror every single day and tell yourself how amazing you are and how proud of yourself you are, even when you don't feel it, even when you don't believe it. You know, of course, I talk about that I do the recovery school program and all the other things to help us get at the trauma that makes it hard for us to believe those things. You know, some people will say affirmations are enough on their own. Y'all have heard me say before, I feel like all the things work together, trauma work and skill work and mirror work and affirmation work and all that other stuff. I think they all, like, you need to come at it in all different sides. But this is a big side. Mirror work and affirmations and building a relationship with yourself is a huge, huge thing that everyone needs to prioritize. Okay? Okay. For those of you who don't know, when I say the Recovery School is my coaching program that I help women heal from the symptoms of love addiction, love avoidance, and love deprivation, and to build a better relationship with themselves and others. And so it's a 90-day program, and every month you get these modules that really take you, like, on a deep dive. A very, 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 very deep dive of finding relationships that are available for you, healing your trauma, healing your relationship with yourself, building healthy sisterhood, building your own sense of availability with other people, learning how to date in a healthy way, getting out of love deprivation and putting yourself last, understanding your boundaries and enacting with those things, building real connection with people. Like, it is... Y'all, we hit every single corner of your life in 90 days with actual real things for you to do, and not just teaching you about the problem, but this is what you do with the problem or to fix the problem. So I would love to have you. You can join that by going to therecoveryschool.com and learning more about it. But yeah, that's what we got. So I'm proud of all of you. All of you so much. I love every time I receive a message saying thank you so much for the podcast and how much you've grown. Some of you have been with me for years, and I love seeing the progress that you've made. And I love even more when women who've been with me for years, we do the podcast during the program, and then we get to knock it out the park. And so I'm sending love to you all, and I hope that you are celebrating yourself and finding peace and blessings and how amazing you are. Right. So that's it. I'll take care of yourselves, and I'll see you in the next one.
Thanks for listening. listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.